Hi, welcome to another episode of Yus Kogan's The International Law Podcast, and I am your host, Cheyenne. Today, we're delighted to have been joined by Professor Marcelo Cohen, who has been nominated by the Argentine National Group to the Permanent Court of Arbitration as a candidate to the International Court of Justice. On 4th November, a few days from now, the UN General Assembly and the UN Security Council will elect a candidate for the remainder of the nine-year term of office that had been held by the late Judge Cansado Trinidadje. By way of introduction, Professor Cohen is a professor of international law at the Graduate Institute of International and Development Studies in Geneva, Switzerland, a member and current Secretary General of the Institut du Droit International, and the founder of the Latin American Society of International Law. He has acted as an advocate and counsel before the International Court of Justice and the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea for various states of Latin America, Asia, and Europe, and has also appeared as an arbitrator in more than a dozen international tribunals. Author of more than 100 publications in French, English, and Spanish in the area of international law, including his book Possession contestée et souveraineté territorial, which was awarded the Paul Guggenheim Prize in 1997. Specifically, with respect to his candidacy, he has been nominated by 17 national groups and has received support from a number of eminent scholars and practitioners of international law, including former judges of the International Court of Justice. Thank you so much, Professor Cohen, for taking the time out from your busy schedule at the UN and to join us today to discuss your candidacy to the International Court of Justice.
Well, it's a great pleasure to have this possibility, and I'm at your disposal for any kind of questions you may have.
Perfect. Before starting the discussion, I just wanted to point out that for those listeners interested in learning more about how judges are elected to the International Court of Justice, please refer to episode 13 of the podcast. Our discussion today, however, will revolve around Professor Cohen's candidacy to the International Court of Justice. Professor Cohen, I suppose the best starting point for us today would be perhaps to discuss the legacy of the late Judge Trinidadje. To that end, Professor Cohen, I'd like to invite you to say a few words on the legacy and of the relationship that you had with the late judge.
Yes, thank you very much. Indeed, this is a good manner to start. I would like to pay tribute to the legacy of my colleague and friend, Judge Antonio Cansado Trindade. He was by far our best scholar from our region, Latin America and the Caribbean, in international law. His legacy is in particular with regard to his vision about humankind and the human being as the last addressee of any legal order, including international law. After all, states, organs of international organizations, they all act on the basis of the action of individuals. So he put a lot of emphasis in this and in the protection of human rights, and also his vision about international law, because he was against the idea that international courts and tribunals they only apply what is called positive law. He included the idea that there are some issues in which the inherent nature of a legal system based on the very idea of justice must play a role. And this is, in my view, his most important legacy to all of us. Indeed, I worked with Judge Antonio Cansado Trindade in different fields. He was the president of the Latin American Society of International Law when I was the director general. He was also the vice president of the Institut du Droit International, in which I am the secretary general. I had the honor, I have to say, to have organized with him his last appearance at the academic level at the Graduate Institute in Geneva, when we organized a panel on the Latin American contribution to international law. So for me, it will be a great honor to continue his term at the ICJ and to continue with the representation of our region, Latin America and the Caribbean, at the court.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that, Professor Cohen. His legacy really, I think, left a mark with all of us and in the world of international law, and will definitely be remembered by generations to come. Turning now to your candidacy, your letter of acceptance of the candidacy states, and I quote, "Those of us who believe in the rule of international law in international relations cannot but rejoice at the growing role that the International Court of Justice plays both in its contentious and advisory jurisdiction. However, much remains to be done. In times of crisis in international relations at all levels, brackets political, environmental, and economic, recourse to the judicial function emerges as an essential tool." I found this quote to be specifically interesting, and I was hoping to sort of follow up on this. And in that sense, could you elaborate a little more on this statement and sort of give light to the role that the International Court of Justice plays today in maintaining the purposes and principles of the UN Charter?
Yes, yes, with pleasure. So I believe the court played a key role in the ascertainment of the content of the fundamental principles of international law. Just to mention the right of peoples to self-determination. So if we start with the 1971 advisory opinion on Namibia, till the last one on the separation of the Chagos Archipelago, we can see that the elaboration of the content, the characterization of as a fundamental principle of international law in positive international law from the 1960s or even before. So these are major contributions of international law. Of the International Court of Justice, but also with regard to the other fundamental principles, such as the provision of the threat or the use of force, the principle of non-intervention, etc. All these principles, which one can find in the Charter or in the Friendly Relations Declarations, the content of them were elaborated and precised by the ICJ. And this is one of the major contributions that the ICJ did in the field precisely of maintaining the purposes and principles of the Charter of the United Nations.
Absolutely. This is, thank you for the detailed answer. And I think even if we look today, the role that the International Court of Justice is playing, and particularly the interests of states to have certain positions of law clarified, which we have seen, for example, through the interventions that have recently occurred, I think this really sort of situates the importance of the court in its proper context. Turning now to the question which I am most interested about. So a lot of the listeners would be generally familiar with sort of the attributes that are required of a judge. In your opinion, what are some of the essential attributes that a judge should have? And also, just to follow up on that, what I'm particularly also curious about is whether those attributes differ for a judge sitting on the world court as opposed to, for example, a domestic court.
Yes, indeed, there are common attributes to domestic and international justice. Both of them obviously must be independent, must be impartial. These are elementary attributes to any judge or arbitrator. With regard to the ICJ, I think one crucial element is the knowledge of international law, both in theory and in practice, the knowledge of the procedure of the International Court of Justice, the vision about the manner in which the court can improve both its functioning, but also the manner in which the court takes decision. So I believe the work of the ICJ is very important. Its contribution goes far beyond the concrete case in which the court may take a decision or render an advisory opinion. So any decision of the ICJ has implications for the entire international community. So in this regard, I think the knowledge, the experience, the strict independence, the fact of being able to avoid any kind of pressure, be it political or otherwise, these are crucial elements, in particular in these times of crisis in international relations, in all fields, I have to say. So these are crucial elements that a judge must have in order to be a good judge at the ICJ.
Thank you for that, Professor Cohen. And I wanted to link this up with sort of the expertise that you would bring to the court. A lot of our listeners, I'm sure, would be familiar with the work that you have done in international law, but maybe for some of those that haven't sort of familiarized themselves with your work. So just if you could link the expertise that you bring to the court to the discussion that we've been having.
Yeah, well, I can take the opportunity to advertise about our LLM program in Geneva on dispute settlement, the MITS, in which I have been teaching the procedure of the ICJ for years and years. But essentially, well, I have been counsel and advocate in 12 cases before the ICJ, both in contentious and in advisory proceedings. I'm also arbitrator in investment arbitration tribunals. So in this regard, as an arbitrator, I'm performing the same task, a similar task of that of a judge, and I can contribute to the work of the court with this experience, with my academic work also in areas that frequently come to the ICJ.
Right. Thank you. Well, there are a lot of specific instances from your work and the cases that you've done that I would sort of want to peek into, but I've seen firsthand how busy things are at the moment with the election. So I will resist the temptation for now and just pass the floor on to you to give some concluding thoughts before we end the episode.
Well, thank you very much. It has been a pleasure. Yes, we are just a few days before the election of November the 4th. What I try to do during this campaign is just to explain the purpose of being a judge and to draw the attention of member states in the need to have a strong International Court of Justice in these particular times. And I hope that states will take into account this crucial element, which is having a strong ICJ. And I look forward to seeing the outcome next Friday and probably be at the ICJ next Monday.
Professor Cohen, the very best of luck to you for the elections of 4th November. I'm sure that many in the international community would be delighted to see you on the court. And once again, thank you for joining us on the episode. And thank you, everyone, to our listeners for tuning in. And we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye.